Hi. Welcome to our weekly Life Guided Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan, and I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we decided to offer these weekly calls of remembrance was because it started with we believe in a flourishing world where every living thing thrives. But we know that to get there, leadership mastery will be required of people in business in particular, but basically everyone, and we're all leaders at some point in our life. And to reach leadership mastery, it means we need to let go of our ego and drop into our hearts and lead from our what we call inner wisdom or our real self, our actual essence. And to be able to do that on a regular basis requires some practice. Practice accessing your heart, your real self, your inner wisdom. Now, we know that our clients who've worked with us over time and have had an experience of the remembrance know that this works for them when they practice it, but find it really, really hard to find time to do it. And so that's why we decided to offer this weekly remembrance call where you can just drop in with us and we'll guide you through a half an hour of remembrance with a little teaching at the front end. And, you know, you get that touchstone every week. And hopefully you'll take that and begin to integrate that into your daily practice. Even if you take 5, 10, 15 minutes a day to do remembrance, to self-reflect, to go inside, you'll begin to change your perspective. And our people know that, but without a little help, it's really hard to do. So that's why we offer this. So, okay, so tonight's teaching, short teaching, really plays off last week where I was teaching about how the remembrance can help you identify the priorities in your life by really getting in touch with your highest purpose, your reason for being, your reason for living there, the reason that gets you out of bed in the morning if you're aware of it. So this week I want to get a little more practical with another way you can use the remembrance to help you with setting priorities. We all live very, very busy lives, and it's so many things coming out as how do we stay true to what really needs attention, and how do we discern which is the right thing to do in given situations. So I want to make this really practical, and I'll give you some examples. You can use the remembrance to make very mundane but at the moment troubling decisions. Now, for instance, let's say it's a nice day outside. You can drive to where you need to go, or you could walk, or you could ride your bike. Or maybe you could say, hey, I want to save the environment, so I'll take public transportation and not add another car to the road. But, you know, what's the right thing to do in this situation? So you can ask your heart and just sit quietly in remembrance, and it will tell you, you know, which of those choices is the right one. You can just kind of sit with it in your heart. I could walk, I could drive, take that one. Which one? It's like holding one in one hand and holding the other in the other hand, and then sitting in your heart and see which one lights up. You'll get an indication. Your heart will tell you. You'll get a sense of, oh, it's this, not that. Now, where the conflict comes in is when you say, but I don't want to walk. I want to drive because I'm tired or whatever. But if you really listen, over time, you'll get a sense of discernment about which one your heart is really asking you to do, which is tied to your inner wisdom that's tied to that deeper knowing side that says, no, this is the right thing, even if it's on the outside you don't want to or don't think it is. But it takes practice, and you'll know if you make a decision that doesn't seem to be right. You can learn from that, so there's learning to be done. You know, other examples would be you're out to dinner, you know, which item on the menu should I choose tonight? So you can do that same thing, one in one hand, one in the other, or maybe you've got an array. So look down the menu, see what lights up, see which one you're drawn to, and trust that intuition that you get. Should I go to the movies or stay home? Which television show should I watch? In business, this comes up quite a bit. If you're a decision maker, well, we're all decision makers at some level, so should I accept this job or not? Should I accept this project or not? Should I work with this client or customer or not? I've been asked to do this. Does that line up with me, or is there some other path I ought to take? Take it inside. Take it into remembrance. Ask your heart. See what information you get. See what sense you get, because it may not come in as a clear answer. It might come in as a feeling. It might come in as an image. But there'll be some sense in your heart that this path is better than that path. So in relationships, what do I want versus what the other person wants? You know, and you can take that insight too and say, you know, is it in the highest for me to ask for what I want, or is it in the highest for me to really touch into the other person and see what they would want tonight or today and whatever is going on? But check it out. Here's another example of where I've used this process. In my business, we have rates, fees for the work that we do. And then there are some, clients, depending on their situation, where I might want to offer a discount. So I can sit with, or let's say it's a proposal for a large project, a large piece of work, and I've kind of done the routine homework on how much time it's going to take estimated, what are going to be the difficulties, what resources do I need to get my hands on, that sort of thing. So I've kind of got a base of knowledge. But then the actual rate or the project cost, I often sit with that in my heart and I say, what is the least amount that I can imagine is acceptable? And there'll be a number that shows up. What is the most I can imagine for this? And there'll be a number there. And then I just begin to incrementally move from lowest to highest and find the number that seems the strongest, that has the, seems to align the most. It lights up again, as I say. And I've been able to use that as a pricing regimen, a pricing process that's actually worked really quite well, so that I'm at peace inside with what I'm offering my client, knowing that I want to provide the highest possible value, both from what I'm offering in work and also what I'm offering at price. And that will all align, and you'll know. But it takes practice. So you'll want to try that out in your real life. Start with small decisions and just practice using the remembrance to weigh which one is the best and the highest in that moment. It might not be the same every time. So you want to use this. Every time you're at a decision point where you're a little troubled, you're not quite at peace with what to do. Okay. So that's our teaching for tonight. Let's drop in and spend some time in remembrance. And maybe we'll try that process out during the remembrance tonight. So as I said before, we always start where we are. So let's check in with our current state of being. Wherever you are, feel your body connected to the earth. We are human beings. We're made of clay, and we're made of spirit. We are the visible and the invisible, the hidden and the unhidden. We're unique in that way. So let's start with the unhidden, our physical being. How does your body feel? Feel your connection to the earth, to your feet, to your body in the chair, your thighs, your hamstrings, your glutes, your lower back, your middle back. And then to scan up, there's an energetic connection that we have with the earth. So allow yourself to feel where the energy is flowing and trust your knowing, trust your heart, trust your ability to discern this. Tune in, and you'll notice where it's flowing in your body, and maybe where there's a constriction or even a blockage. And you want to note that. You may well often find, like I just did, that there are areas where you're holding tension. And when you notice it by checking in, like we're doing now, you can just let go. You can just relax those places where you're holding tension. Shoulders, neck, throat, these are common areas, forehead, back, lower back, stomach, your belly is often an area where people feel tightness or lack of flow. So you're not changing anything. You're just noticing, and where you are feeling a tightness that you know you're holding, you can just relax. All right, great. All right, now let's check in with our emotional state. You may have had a really, you know, crazy day where there's a lot of activity and wound up. So notice that. Maybe you're pretty relaxed right now, so notice that sense of calm and peace. Maybe there's something troubling you. Maybe you're anxious about something. Maybe you're angry about something. Or maybe something's happened that you're in a little bit of grief or sadness around the flavors of any of those. So just notice, what are your emotions telling you? Where are you now? They often, their emotions are great because they point to something that needs our attention, and that's where the remembrance can really be helpful. All right, and mental activity. How active is your mind? So we're not asking you to engage with the content of what's going on, just the level of activity. All right, so now we know our physical, emotional, and mental starting point or state of being. So let me ask you to bring your attention to your breath. Breathing is mostly automatic thing that we do. It's like completely automatic. Our bodies are amazing. They keep us alive by breathing. But if we tune in, we can experience what that is like and pay attention. So I like to use the box breath, and that is inhaling a deep breath in to a count of four. Hold for four. And exhale for four. And hold again at the bottom for four. And on the exhale, it allows you to drop in, to let go, to relax, and bring it inside. So let's repeat that two more times, three more times, on your own. Breath in for four, hold for four, exhale for four, hold for four, and repeat. Okay, hopefully that allowed you to drop in a little deeper, be a little more aware of your being in a sense of being inside. So now we want to check the state of our heart. Our heart is the doorway to everything that we need. And it's the access point that allows us to receive. It's a door that swings both ways. We can look through it and let go of things to our heart that we don't need and bring in things that the universe, the divine, has for us to support us. And know that everything you need is available through your heart every day, every moment, every second. 3 nanoseconds. All you need to do is tune in and ask and receive. We do that through the remembrance. So what is the state of your heart right now? How open? How receptive? How soft is your heart? And there's no judgment in this. It's just we always start where we are. And you don't have to be in a particular state to access and gain help and sustenance from the remembrance. and then noticing in your heart, begin to add the remembrance and say it slowly and silently to yourself. And notice. If you get caught by your mind, which is common, just say thank you. Get back to me later. And return your attention to your heart, continuing to remember, using your remembrance word or phrase. And when you come back, let go. Drop in. Relax. Can actually follow your remembrance deeper. Let it carry you deeper inside. This is a gift given freely to all of us. So receive. And notice how you are being taken care of in this moment. If you have something troubling you, it often shows up in your body somewhere. And if you're aware of that, you can bring the remembrance into that location in your body. If you're experiencing some difficulty with a decision, like we discussed in the teaching, or in a relationship, wondering what is in the highest to do with that, or you just have a sense of I'm needing some mercy, some support, some compassion, you can ask and be open and receptive to the help that's available. Keep going. let go. Drop in and open. Allow your heart to open even more. Receive. keep going. And let your heart show you who in your life needs some mercy, some compassion, some support, some love. And you can extend your heart in this experience outward and let that beautiful spiritual energy emanate out towards those you care about. And help them through you. So open and let that out. We've got about a minute left, so keep going, and know that you can continue after this call to complete the session for yourself, for what you're needing, you're receiving, keep receiving. Okay, I'm going to end the call now, and you can remain in remembrance, which I recommend, particularly if you're receiving some real help. If not, when you do come back from deep inside, and do that at your own pace, comfortably, and have a flourishing rest of your day. Good night. Thank you.